Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. For a period of time on Earth, several different human species existed at the same time. Eventually, through evolutionary selection, we remained.
Several years ago, in a Siberian cave, scientists dug up fragments of a human cousin called the Denisovans. We knew they were related to Neanderthals, but the fossil sample, a bit of her pinky, was only enough for a rough DNA analysis.
That didn't deter a group of researchers who pioneered a technique which delivers an ancient genomic sequence that rivals the quality of a modern one. So now we know the fossil is a little girl with brown eyes, hair, and skin who lived 80,000 years ago.
Scientists extracted single-stranded DNA and generated 20 times more readable DNA, giving them an extremely accurate view of the sequence, which wasn't possible before.
The fossil confirmed Denisovans are a lesser-known sister species to Neanderthals. She also shares DNA with modern humans, specifically Papua New Guineans, showing that early human species interbred.
A comparison of the Denisovan fossil with modern human DNA sequences shows the two groups evolved in separate directions between 170,000 and 700,000 years ago.
Since that split, our DNA shows over 100,000 DNA sequence changes. Eight in particular involving brain wiring may explain why we survived and the Denisovans didn't.
With the new technology acting as a sort of molecular time machine, scientists can now analyze many ancient fossils to add to our evolutionary tale.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more on this and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.